comes the, here comes the, y'all don't really want it now. All right, welcome to Redskins Rundown, the podcast, episode 4. I'm your host, Garrett Johnson. Episode 4's topic's going to be the way too early 53-man projection. Plus, I'm going to throw a little 5-man practice squad on there at this point. We're going to leave it at 5. No point in doing 10, because every year you get the Cam Sims of the world, who everyone loves out the gate and makes the roster. Then you get the Martez Carters, who get cut and are bouncing around at this point. I think he's on the Saints 90-man. But we'll see. We'll leave it at 5. Segment 1 is going to be the offense. Segment 2, defense and special teams. Special teams probably the only locks for me at this point. All right, let's get into it. 53-man, really early. Let's go. Squad, offense. Pretty easy start. I don't see any way we don't keep 3 quarterbacks. Especially what happened last year, especially the uncertainty of Cole and his health, not only coming back from injury, but forever in his entire career. So Colt, to me, is 3. Keenum is 2. You're not cutting Keenum. I've seen some ideas of Keenum being cut floated out there. I'd be very shocked if Keenum goes anywhere. You don't cut a vet quarterback that you owe $3.5 million to. By cutting him, you save nothing. There's no return for his cut. Keenum's going to be on the roster, in my mind. And then my quarterback 1, we already know, Haskins. He's a starter for me week 1. We've talked about that before. There's no way we do not keep 3 quarterbacks. I would be shocked. Jay would, I think, has learned his lesson from that. 3 quarterbacks for me. I know that's a roster spot, but it's got to be done. Can't have another year of what was last year. Running back. This is pretty easy choices for me as well. Geis, Peterson, 1-1A, CT, third down back. And then Love, I think, is going to be ready for week 1, it seems. The idea was him starting on PUP, but if he's ready, he's on the roster and you're keeping 4 running backs. It's pretty simple to me. The Geis, Peterson carries. Who knows how that's going to play out. I like both of them. I would mind Geis getting a heavier hand to start just to see what he's got. But I'm ready for that. It's a good problem to have. Jump right into tight ends. Easy for me as well here with 3. Reed, Davis, Sprinkle. Continuity is key here. I don't like any of the other tight ends over any of the few that are on the roster. Flanagan had some signs. We'll talk about him later. J.P. Holtz, I think, you saw a picture of him. He's gotten huge. He's ready to block. Could he push for a roster spot? Yeah. But at this point, for me, it's Reed, Davis, and Sprinkle. Offensive line, so where it gets interesting. I think you pencil in your starters. Trent, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I'm putting West next to him. Roulier, Sheriff, Moses. Your 5, easy. And you're going to obviously keep Christian as your swing tackle. He's 6. Piersbacher, Ross, 7. You just drafted him. Bergstrom's probably going to be 8. Just his versatility. Can play all 3 inside positions. And then at 9, you can go back and forth. For me right now, it's going to be Flowers. It's hard to say that. Knowing what he's been and what he's done in the past, he's not a tackle. So the thought of him being the 4th tackle to me is not in the picture. He's not a tackle. If he's playing tackle, we're in trouble. I'd rather have somebody else out there. So for me, he's 9, and Catalina and him are fighting for that last spot. I think Catalina can push him, depending on how preseason goes, how camp goes. That's a battle to watch. So for now, Flowers is 9. So offensive line, like I said, Trent, Martin, Roulier, Sheriff, Moses, Christian, Piersbacher, Bergstrom, Flowers. That's the 9 for offensive line right now. Catalina on the outside looking in. No, Paris probably on the outside looking in. we'll see that who that fourth tackle is. Wide receiver, pretty cut and dry for me here as well. Doxson, Richardson, Quinn, McLaurin, Harmon, Sims. Six. There's a couple guys I like that could push. I really like Steven Sims Jr. I'll talk about him later. Can play almost everywhere, even for his size. A lot reminds me of McLaurin a little bit. Fast, quick twitch. Think you pretty much you're going in with three big bodies and Harmon, Sims, and Doxson. And then three quick twitchers and McLaurin, Quinn, and not even put Richardson in that. Richardson can fly. He's a little bit more stiff than the other two playing on the outside. But you have a good core. It's not as bad as it seems. A lot of the wide receiver core is getting a lot of flack, saying it's the worst in the league. If it's healthy, I think we'll be all right. The two rookies are really going to help, and Sims hopefully are really going to help. I have a feeling none of them are going to stay healthy. It's just the way it is. There's going to be opportunities for all six of them. So it's important to have some depth at all three positions, X, Y, Z. So I look forward to that battle as well, just for playing time. I think it's pretty much set, I think, on the six that are going to make it. But just for playing time, it would be fun to watch. So on offense, we got 25, which is pretty basic. Three quarterbacks, Haskins, Keenum, McCoy. Running backs, Geis, Peterson, Thompson, and Love. Tight ends, Reed, Davis, Sprinkle. O-line, Williams, Martin, Roulier, Sheriff, Moses, Christian, Piercebacher, Bergstrom, and Flowers. Wide receiver, six, Doxson, Richardson, Quinn, McLaurin, Harmon, and Sims. That's the offense for now, 25. I think there could be a few changes here and there. I don't think the quarterback spot is one of them, like I said before. Maybe a tight end slips in, maybe another receiver slips in. But for now, I think that's pretty set, minus that ninth offensive line position. Defense, we got 25. Offense was 25. So we're going to jump into it real easy start. D-line. I think this is the most solidified position, the strongest position. What once was the weakest position on the team just two, three seasons ago. We think the swaggy years, I loved Baker, but the Ricky Jeans, the Hoods, all the retreads, the Cullen Jenkins. We had a good run of putting anybody out there at some point. So this is exciting to think that this is the strength of our team in the trenches. So 5 D linemen, Allen, Ioannidis, Payne, obviously, Settle, who's apparently gotten slimmer, stronger, Brantley, who has a ton of talent. He probably won't see the field as much unless there's no injuries. Let's hope not. But a really good, strong core, all 25 or younger. It's exciting to think about. Outside linebacker, the GOAT, Ryan Kerrigan, the rookie, Montez Sweat, your starters entrenched. Ryan Anderson for me is 3, sets the edge well, needs to develop some pass rush moves, but he's definitely the third outside linebacker, and the roster is pretty thin after that. You look at Brailford, a 7th round pick, I have him on the roster, he's the 4th outside linebacker for me. And then surprisingly, at this point, I'm keeping 5. I think the speed and the edge on the edge with Sweat is going to be such a different look for a lot of teams against us. And with the push in up the middle, it's going to be huge for us. If Sweat goes down and his backups are Anderson and Brailford consistently, I think you need to have that fifth linebacker that has some speed. And that's what McKenzie brings. He had a little bit of a burst at the end of last year and ended up getting hurt. I think he plays special teams. I think that without him, you have one speed rusher on your entire roster. So for now, I'm keeping him. I think he is the fifth outside linebacker. Maybe 4, maybe wrong, but for now, he's on the roster. Inside linebacker. Obviously, you've lost Reuben Foster, so you're going to keep Mason and Sean Deion Hamilton. You're probably looking at your starters. Mason and his backup for me is Bostic, who are what they are. They're 2-down thumpers. You hope that SDH and JHC and Holcomb can be your your three down backers. I see Holcomb as a developmental piece. I hope he doesn't see the field that much this season. Shaun-Deion Hamilton for me is going to have a big breakout year. I think he's going to be the next star that's uprising. I know that's high praise saying the word star, but I think he can do it. Smart. Everyone who talks about him says he's one of the smartest players that he's ever been around. He's finally healthy, which is huge. So for me, it's Mason, SDH as starters. And then you got Josh Harvey Clemens, who I saw a bunch of people talking about on the Cooley podcast, saying how he's put on some weight, actually looks like a linebacker now. He can already cover pretty well. So you'll probably see a lot of him on the field on third downs. And then, of course, Holcomb, your developmental piece, and Bostic, who I think is the fifth as a backup to Foster and SDH. Still just a two-down linebacker at this point. Cornerback. Probably the most exciting group to think about for training camp. Lots of youth after Norman and DRC, obviously, now. Tons of youth. Lots of late-round picks. Stroman, Moreland, Danny Johnson, unrestricted free agent. Then you have some people you've developed in Dunbar, Moreau. It's tough for me. I'm keeping six. My six at this point. Norman and Dunbar are your starters. Then you got to look at your nickel. It depends on what you're going to do. Are you going to put Moreau outside, or is he going to stay in the slot? For me, it's either him or DRC. So Norman, Dunbar, Moreau, DRC. Jimmy Mullen's going to 100% make the roster. And then my last corner six is Stroman. I liked what Stroman brought. Yeah, he got beat a couple of times, but as happens, corners get beat. That's everyone who does the Josh Norman run around. Corners get beat. It's part of the game. They're going to get beat. I like Stroman. He has some length. Doesn't have that straight line speed that you hope for, but plays smart. I have to think about the Tampa Bay game where he was on D-Jack and he got pulled, and they put Danny Johnson got pulled as well. They went back and forth a couple times with him. They gave a ton of stuff underneath. That's fine. You're going to let Deshaun beat you over top? No, that's what they decided to do. Maybe that was the scheme. I was fine with it. So for Stroman's my sixth corner. So that means you're letting Johnson and Adonis walk. Like I said, I was going to have some practice squad stuff on here. I'll let you know now. I would try to get both of them back on the practice squad. I like Danny Johnson a lot. I just don't think it's a number crunch, and I would keep DeVette and DRC over him. And then Adonis, I am not, like most, thrilled and excited about what he brings. You hear he can be a safety. I don't know if he can be a safety. If he could have been a safety, why didn't they try him at the end of last year when Swearinger went out and Nicholson was gone and Apke was on injury reserve? There was plenty of opportunities for that to happen, and it didn't happen. And with Gray gone, you think maybe his stock plummets a little bit. You hear we gave up a sixth-round pick. That's okay. That happens sometimes. So for now, me, it's six corners. Norman, Dunbar, Moreau, DRC, Stroman, Moreland. Safety, obviously your starters, Collins and Monte. I'm glad Monte has gotten out of everything that's happened to him. We need him. So let's hope he's week one ready. I think he will be. Shays is your third. Can play both if he has to. Special teams ace. He's 100% there. And I'm not going to give up on Apke yet. Yeah, he's struggled. Yeah, we might have reached for him. But there, to be honest, there's not much below him that's going to push for that roster spot. I like JoJo McIntosh a lot, but he's a practice squad guy for me at this point. I'm not going to give up on Apke yet. I know that you shouldn't think of the aspect that you gave up a fourth for him or you used a fourth on him. It comes into play a little bit. I don't know if you cut bait after one season. Is that right? Probably not. That's just the way it is sometimes. Special teams, Hop, Way, Sundberg, arguably one of the best units in the league. Trustway is the best punter in the league, I'll say that. Hopkins had a good bounce back year. I mean, the pressure was on him last year. The heat was on. Missed some big kicks the year before. I think he did well last season. So I'm happy with Hopway and Sundberg as the three special teamers. And, of course, then you got injured reserve already. You're talking Smith and Foster will stay on injured reserve. And then I talked about my five practice squad guys. I said Alexander and Danny Johnson. Flanagan would be another one.
tight end, because I think they're going to probably keep a fourth tight end, maybe even a fifth on the practice squad. And then I talked about JoJo McIntosh being that fifth safety, if you can stash him. And then a guy that a lot of people aren't talking about, which I really, really like, wide receiver Steven Sims Jr. Can play everywhere, was super productive, fast. He's a guy that I could see stashing, and then if somebody goes down, he could get on the roster, play special teams. And then I have a kind of like a little shot guess sleeper to make the 53 that nobody's really talking about that much. J.P. Holtz is on the roster at the end of the season. You've seen the pictures of him. He's looked like he's gotten big. He's ready to block. We don't have a true blocking tight end, which I would love to add. And everybody asks for that and think it's crazy, but sometimes you need it. Reed's not blocking anybody. Davis at this point is not blocking anybody. Sprinkle's average in my mind at best. I wouldn't mind it. Gives you the threat too. You're not just putting a third tackle in there and everybody knows nothing's going to happen. All right, so that's my defense special teams. 25 on defense. Got your three special teams. That's 53. Let me know what you think. At RedskinsRD21 on Twitter. HTTR. Closing out every episode, do our Redskins trivia. Name that Redskin. Last episode's answer was the one and only Rock Cartwright, true Redskin, special teams ace. Love some Rock Cartwright. All right, you send me a response to Twitter at RedskinsRD21 for your chance to win some Redskins swag. I'm sending some stuff out again this week. Some of the past winners, your stuff should be coming soon. So here we go and name that Redskin. This Redskin played quarterback in college. He was a fifth-round pick, making him a little bit harder now for you. And he was a three-time first-team All-Pro. Again, you can send me your answers to at RedskinsRD21. You can DM them to me for your chance to win some Redskins swag. Thanks to everyone, again, who follows the podcast, has left comments, listens to it on whatever you listen to it on. I very much appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed Redskins Rundown, the podcast, HTTR.
Quick shout out to House of Hoodies. Check them out, thehouseofhoodies.com. 20% off right now. If you use the code RUNDOWN, 10% of that's still going to go to the Hog Farmers charity. So check it out. HTTR.